Last week, a senior Indonesian diplomat issued a blunt warning to the summit of the Melanesian Spearhead Group. Indonesia, an associate member of the sub-regional organization, was represented by Desra Perkaya, the Director General of Asia-Pacific and African Affairs at Indonesia's Foreign Ministry. According to the Indonesian news agency Antara, he reminded member states that the founding principles of the MSG include, quote, refraining from meddling in other countries' businesses, much less their sovereignty. The founding principles of the MSG also include political independence for all Melanesians. Many question the legitimacy of Indonesia's seizure of the western half of New Guinea 50 years ago and object to what they regard as systematic abuse of its indigenous peoples. The Indonesian government insists that Jakarta is their sole legitimate representative. It regards the United Liberation Movement as separatists, notes that their cause has not been recognized by the United Nations Decolonization Committee. And after last week's summit, a spokesman for Indonesia's embassy in Australia declared that the ULM's bid for full membership had reached a dead end. In fact, the MSG leadership referred the membership application to its secretariat based in Port Vila, the capital of Vanuatu. This week, RNZ Pacific reported that Indonesia's been funding the MSG secretariat for the past 2 years, picking up the slack when the five full members failed to pay their annual dues. For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.